Welcome to Land Ho, a Sea of Thieves podcast. I am your host, Michael, and joining me is my co-host, Brian. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, Michael? How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. How was yours?
It was also pretty good.
Well, we got another beta. Not really too surprising, though they definitely let us on all week with the software update. I think it was like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Mm-hmm, something like that.
Yeah, and I don't think you even knew that there was an update because your Xbox is set to auto update, right?
Yeah, it just updates in the background. You texted me that there was some final beta update, like 18 gigs or something, 9 gigs.
Yeah, I think it was like 8 gigs or something like that for regular Xbox. And the Xbox One X was more. Guessing that's just like the 4K textures and things like that. And so we had it the same as usual, Friday and Saturday. But this time they added the second merchant, the Merchant Alliance. And they also added Skeleton Fort Raids as well. And also during the beta weekend, before we jump into the specifics, Inside Xbox show, a live show that Microsoft did, and the Sea of Thieves people were on it and essentially kind of kept teasing the endgame stuff, which Brian and I have talked about, which is becoming a pirate legend, getting to the pirate hideout, things like that. Nothing too new, but it's definitely worth watching if you're interested. So let's jump into the new stuff that we had in the beta. We'll start off with that. Skeleton Fort Raids. What did you think?
I thought it was pretty tough. Especially if it was only three people. I think the point of those are to have multiple crews battling these skeletons. But with only three people, it was just we were dealing with wave after wave after wave after wave, and it seemed like it was never ending of these skeletons. It was definitely a grind, and I'm glad that it was difficult. But we didn't even end up finishing it because it was so hard.
Yeah, I think it's funny because we used to think that the skeletons were really easy to defeat, but after that, it was really difficult. And I think we weren't really sure at first what to do. They were like attacking us. Once we kind of defeated the towers, we like anchored our ship. There were no other boats that helped us, which may have been a good thing. I'm not really sure, but we kind of got to the island. We fought skeletons, and like it felt like we went through waves and waves and waves. Like we saw them spawning over and over again, maybe like four or five times. And it just kind of got to a point that nothing was happening. I think it was like cool, but I was a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, it was kind of overwhelming having to deal with that many skeletons. They definitely earned more of my respect after battling them. Just the guys with the blunderbusses killing me. But I don't know, I was disappointed that we didn't get to see the payoff of it because what's supposed to happen is some sort of pirate captain is supposed to spawn after a certain amount of waves or a certain amount of enemies killed, but that never happened for us. It felt like we must have killed like over 100 skeletons and nothing seemed to progress, so we eventually just left.
Yeah, we did leave. I'm not sure if that was like a bug or something. We definitely saw, you know, online that people would actually go and get through the final boss, get the key. And once you get the key, you can open this special room where there's treasure. And a lot of players didn't find treasure there, which is a bug that Rare has seen. And I'm guessing they're working on it before launch. But it's a little bit concerning that we are 1 week away from the actual game launching and having that kind of a bug. And for us, like, it was good that it was challenging, but sometimes it was like really, really annoying where there would just be like 10 skeletons just like in a bunched up, just slashing you, like you just being killed from full health in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting dynamic or mechanic, having the the skeletons and their cannon towers outside shooting at you, and you have to go in and disarm them so you can park your ship safely and then rush the skeleton forward. But I don't know, it didn't seem worth the effort for the amount of treasure that we would have potentially gotten, something like between like 2 and 4,000 gold, which is a lot, and that gives you a lot of reputation. But since we didn't get to experience it, it just felt like a grind that wasn't really worth it. We could have spent that, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour doing gold hoarder quests and maybe even gotten near the same amount of gold that we would have gotten from killing or from successfully defeating the skeleton fort.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still pretty optimistic just because although I am concerned we're only a week away from launch, it was a little bit I still think it was really cool. Like it is sort of it is like a raid. Like it was really cool combat that like people were complaining about earlier. So like I'm really happy it's in the game, but I just think maybe it could have been executed in a different way. Or I mean, the game itself also is all about not giving you many directions. So we didn't really know what we were doing there. I mean, it just seemed like we were killing skeletons and we were just like not sure until we like looked online and saw that people fought through like people said like 2 to 5 like waves and then there's a final captain. But it wasn't very clear for us. And I think I'm glad it's in the game and I hope it's executed well at launch. So I think we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, the game definitely needs it, just to break up some of the quests, the gold hoarders and the merchants. So it definitely needs it and needs that sort of combat mechanic. But it's just difficult, how they set it up. It's not really, I didn't feel like it was geared towards us, towards the players actually being able to defeat it. It was just like a battle of attrition. How long can you withstand these skeletons versus some sort of objective that you have to complete? But I mean, hopefully it's executed better at launch, like you said.
Right. Yeah. And I think other players, it seemed like just lurking around Twitch and Reddit and stuff, had similar things happen. And also, that doesn't, and this didn't happen to us, but what happened to other people is potentially other pirates can just kill you at the end or something like that, which I guess is part of the game, but it's really annoying when you grind for like 30 minutes to an hour and then like being just like killed afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, for us at least, it took around that long, like an hour. But I think it's designed. I'm not sure how frequent they're gonna spawn or these events are gonna happen. But if there are multiple ships, multiple crews battling for it, you probably kill these skeleton waves much quicker. And then it's more of just who's better in PvP combat against other players.
Yeah, it's a little bit concerning. And the second thing new that we got was the Merchant Alliance, which is a second faction. So right now we've only had Gold Hoarders, which is essentially just the treasure hunting for treasure chests. And so this time we got Merchant Alliance, which is getting you're kind of on voyages to get livestock like chickens, catching them, then bringing it back. But it always it specifies how many chickens, what kind of chickens, and then where you're supposed to bring it back to by what date.
Yeah, and it's not only chickens. There's gonna be pigs and maybe like snakes and stuff. So it's kind of just like a cargo quest. You go to an island, pick up some cargo, and bring it back. So it's the same mechanic as the gold hoarders, but it's with a little bit of a different twist. It gives you like a time limit. So for instance, when we did our Merchant Alliance quest, it was bring two chickens back, two white feather chickens back by the 20th at 7 a.m. I think, and we got the quest on the 13th, so it gave us like a week to do it, which is a decent amount of time. But you need all the time you can get because it doesn't tell you which island to go to, unlike the gold hoarders, which gives you a specific island that you have to find on the map. But the Merchant Alliance, you need to just sail the open seas and find an island that has specific cargo that you're looking for, which made it kind of annoying after searching 3 or 4 different islands and not finding what we needed.
Yeah, I mean that's the real kicker with the Merchant Alliance, which also really was so frustrating that made me want to just like leave the game, to be honest. Even though I'm still super positive, as you know, about this game. It was yeah, like it would be like two white feather chickens. It took us to the fourth island. We even went to an island called Chicken Isle, didn't have chickens or the white feathered chickens. It took us like took us a long time, a lot long, and that was just the first one. That was the first one. So theoretically, that's the easiest one. Probably took us so, like an hour, maybe.
Yeah, it took us a lot longer than it should have. I mean, it's a very simple task. Just go find some chickens. And I think a way that they can make it better is if they said, here's like a group of islands, go find one of these, or go search in this part of the map, like the northwest corner, or search in like the west section between these coordinates. And that narrows it down so you're not literally on like a wild goose chase trying to find what you need.
Yeah, I mean, it has to, like, I get that, like, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily give us the exact island to go to, but if they gave us some, and maybe we just missed the clues, I don't, but it just seemed random. Like, I know some people said, like, the bigger the island, the bigger chance there is to find the chickens, but, like, that also didn't help us, in our case. It was just super random.
Yeah, it's still a crapshoot finding these islands. I mean, you just start with the one closest to you, and if it's not there, you go to the next one, and if it's not there, you go to the next one and the next one. And it's not like just driving up to the island and you can see if they have if the island has what you're looking for or not. You need to sail in, slow down, drop the anchor, jump overboard, swim to the island. If it's not there, you gotta swim back. So it really makes it a lot longer than it needs to be. And another It's, I don't know if it's an issue, but another like caveat with these merchant quests is that you need to get, when you pick up the quest, you also need to pick up cages to catch the livestock in, and they don't tell you that. So Michael, you had some issues with this, right?
Yeah, well, not sure if it was a rookie, literally a rookie mistake, by definition. So when I went onto the beta the first time, that is when I was able to get into the beta. I talked to the person. First of all, I realized you can only have three voyages in your inventory, so I already bought three Gold Hoarder ones, so like I did that once, and then I came back, got one for the Merchant Alliance. I talked to the person, got it, went to my ship, and like I knew from watching a video that like I was supposed to have a cage, and I didn't know how to get it or a chicken coop, and so I sailed to the island and I look at my inventory like and I don't see one in my inventory and I'm like, okay, it's probably either on the ship or it's on the islands already. They're just like scattered in the right places and I didn't see anything. So then I was like. So then I like actually like looked up a quick YouTube video and I hate doing this in a video game because I'd rather figure things out on my own, but like I was actually like pretty frustrated at the time. And so you're supposed to get one from the person after you vote for the voyage. So you talk to the person, you go to your ship, you vote for the voyage, even if you're solo, it doesn't matter. Then you have to go back to the person, grab the cage, you can only get one. Or at least that's what I was able to do, get one, even though I was supposed to get two chickens. So that means like I have to go to the island, get one chicken, come back, get another coop, go back. And I just think that like I think this is a really just I think it's a really cool idea, but it just wasn't executed well.
Right, I think they could have either just given it to they. What they need to do is they need to just give you the cage when you pick up the quest. Because if you pick it up, you're gonna do it relatively soon. You can only have three quests in your inventory, like you said. So they need to just give you the coops. And if you're solo, I didn't do this solo. I did it with you and our other friend. But they need to just give you the amount of coops that you need when you pick up the quest. Like it's kind of like a guessing game. Right now the way it's designed is that you sort of have to guess what you need for to complete the voyage. So I'd be disappointed if I picked up the quest, sailed to the island, and didn't have the proper equipment, because they give you everything else. They give you guns, they give you a looking glass, they give you all these things that you need just on a regular basis. But I mean, I don't see why they can't just give you the cages when you pick up the quest.
It was pretty annoying and like if I have to do and two good things about the game, like, you know, they don't give you that much direction, which is kind of cool. Like you have to figure things out and that like you can choose the other two of the other factions, but at the same time, like you have to, from what we know, you're gonna have to get to the max level or a certain level of all three of the factions to become a pirate legend. So like I can't just like choose not to do this. Like, it's literally a part of the game. It's like I have to do the Merchant Alliance then. So you don't really, you get, sort of get to choose what you want to do in the game, which is awesome. But at the same time, if you want the end game, you don't really get a choice. You have to do all of it, which is cool. But I'm not gonna like grind the Merchant Alliance if I have to like go on this wild goose chase.
Yeah, I wasn't too blown away by their quest. I mean, it's the same mechanic as the Gold Hoarders, just a different item that you need to get. So I wasn't really that excited to do it. It took way longer than it needed to. I just think it could be executed a little bit better.
I don't think we've said this yet, but obviously this is still the beta. This isn't the actual game yet. So we do take this with a grain of salt, and we hope that like this podcast and what other people are saying on the Sea of Thieves forums, they are giving this feedback, and we're just trying to be a part of it, and hopefully that by launch or soon after launch that this can be this mechanic of the game, which is a big part of the game, will be improved. Because otherwise, I think it's going to frustrate a lot of players. So that's kind of like the new stuff that we saw this week. It did kind of raise a lot of concerns and questions from the community. Not everyone, but it seemed like a decent amount of people. And that kind of goes into the replayability of this game, which means how long is this gameplay loop going to be able to keep us occupied for.
Right. The fact that all three alliances, or the two that we've experienced, and most likely the third alliance, the what is it called, the Order of the Souls, I think. But the fact that all three share the same mechanic, fetch, here's a quest, go fetch something and bring it back. The fact that they're all the same kind of lends itself to sort of a grind, which I was hoping that this game wasn't gonna be, because I had a lot of fun in the first two scale tests, just tons of fun. It didn't feel grind like a grind at all doing the Gold Hoarder's quests. Finding treasure just has a certain appeal to it. It's always fun for me digging up the treasure. But the fact that all three are the same, I think it's gonna start to feel like you're doing the same thing over and over and over and over. And at first it was fun for the first 10 hours or so, 15 hours or so. It was a lot of fun, but at a certain point, is that ever gonna be not fun? Is it gonna feel like work? Logging on to Sea of Thieves and saying, "Oh, geez, here we gotta do X amount of quests now," instead of being really excited to do these quests.
Yeah, and I don't think the progression is necessarily like bad in this game, which I think the gameplay loop, you're supposed to be motivated by becoming a pirate legend at the end of the game, and so that is kind of a grind. And I also was hoping that this game wasn't going to be a grind. And at the end of the day, you can still log on to this game and not progress at all and just like have fun, which I think is a huge part of this game. Where like most of the games aren't necessarily mechanics, but more just like a fun sandbox to hang out with your friends and have fun in. But at the same time, like there is this sort of incentive to get to the end of the game, and it kind of makes it seem like we're doing chores, which also is known in gaming as like a grind.
Right, once the game starts to feel like a chore or like work and you're not actually having fun progressing or getting to where you want to be, that's when you really have to question why you're playing this game. But I mean, I don't think it felt necessarily like that thus far throughout the beta. I played the beta for including the scale tests almost 24 hours, and I didn't necessarily feel like it was a grind, but I could see at some point 2, 3, 4 weeks in to the actual game, if there's not that variety, if there's not actually enough to do, that it is sort of a grind, and I might be feeling a little burnt out at a certain point.
Right, definitely. I hope that sort of feeling changes once we get the actual game in our hands, that like there is stuff that we haven't seen yet and that will add to the enjoyment of doing these voyages. But also, I think when you have the game, that's when you can actually I think it's really cool that they had all these betas, but at the same time, like it made it sort of like feel repetitive because like we kind of had to start new characters most of the times, and now we're actually gonna be like choosing our character for, hopefully the coming years in this game, and really take it more, like obviously it's fun, but take it more seriously, like what's going on and like when you're progressing. And I hope that like when we have the full game, it's gonna feel like way more special.
Yeah, everything up to this point has just been a lot of fun, and I'm definitely glad they had these scale tests so we could see what the game is going to be like and really experience everything that it has to offer. But now, I mean, that was just all that was just for fun. Now it's going to be for real. So I agree with you. It's going to be everyone's going to take it a little bit more seriously because now it's not going to reset. You're just this is your character. This is what's going on. You're going to have to stick with it. Stick with all of the decisions you make.
Another thing that I was thinking of is this is a game where it's hard to kind of just pick it up for like 30 minutes and drop it. This is like a game where you lose track of time and you have to spend hours and hours and hours playing, which is cool, but I'm just hoping that this game survives in sort of like the era of like a game like Fortnite, which is also free to play, but just easier to pick up for people.
Yeah, a lot of arena shooters or battle royale games, you can just pick up, play one match, maybe two, 45 minutes to an hour, and then leave. But this game, it kind of feels like you have to spend a little bit more time. Like one voyage could take 45 minutes, and so you might not get that fulfillment of playing just for 45 minutes. You're going to want to play a little bit longer to actually progress and hit your next reputation level.
Right, exactly. And like we've kind of said that this game is kind of like a grind, just like doing the voyages and leveling up. And I think the biggest part of the concern or like the frustration of the community is like this is a AAA $60 game. So you're supposed to be getting like the game is supposed to be like long. It's supposed to be something that keeps you in for a long time, and especially this game, which is sort of a game as a service. It's supposed to keep you in for a long time. And I think that's sort of like if the game was $39.99 instead of $59.99, would people be like having all these concerns about the gameplay loop and such?
Yeah, I don't think any of these. I think there would be concerns, but I think they might not be as justified if you were paying a lower price point. But the fact that it is a $60 game and another title like Red Dead 2 is also $60, you know in Red Dead 2 that there's going to be a ton of stuff to do and you can sink 60, 75 hours into that game, maybe even more. But in this game, I think a lot of people feel like it might not be justified to spend $60 for what we're getting or what we've seen so thus far through the scale test and the beta. But I th people had to have to remember that it is the scale test and it is a beta, so they're not going to release everything. But Rare's done a pretty good job of being transparent and open with the community, saying what exactly they're going to release and all the new features. But I think people are just having a little bit of issue justifying $60 for a game that might not be very deep, might just be like a shallow puddle that you're going to play around in. You're going to try out all these different things, and then after a while, you might discover that they're not very deep. There's not really that much to do, besides what it seems like on the surface.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people are gonna buy this game just because A, like it's an Xbox exclusive and we don't really get any good ones very often. And I think Xbox and well, it's also for Windows 10. So I think a lot of people are gonna pick it up at launch. It just depends like or how the drop off is gonna be like after the first month of the game. And especially that this game is on Xbox Game Pass. I think a lot of people are feel like that's the best option and not necessarily like a lot of people aren't going to pre-order and just do like you can get if you're not on Game Pass right now it's you can get 14 days for a free trial and if you've already on it it's only $10 a month so it's I think that's what a lot of people do and I think that's like the smart thing to do if you're personally not having a great time with the beta or you're haven't been able to play the beta and aren't sure yet that's what I think a lot of people are probably doing.
Yeah, if you're interested in this game, but don't have the money to spend or don't want to buy the full game, you have the same issues where same concerns where you think you might not play it in a month or two. Game Pass is definitely a great option, but I'm just kind of curious to see if all this because this game has been hyped for a while. There's a lot of hype around this game. If it's the hype is going to be justified and Rare is going to carry through and this game is going to be a huge success. Or if it's going to be something like Destiny 2, where the first month everybody was playing this game, everybody was loving it, and then they saw that tr there actually wasn't that much to do.
Right, exactly. And I think, sorry, I forgot the second reason I was going to say why people are going to pick this up. It's not really, I don't think it's really competing against any other big titles that are coming out this month. So I think the last big title that came out was Monster Hunter World. And that was also something that a lot of people are concerned about too, which is a gameplay loop sort of game, but it has a huge base. So I don't think these sort of gameplay loop grinds are necessarily like a bad thing, but it just depends like what audience this caters to. Whereas like maybe a hardcore player or we're just like really not sure. And I do think a lot of people are gonna pick this up. I just hope that people are gonna stick with it throughout the year and hopefully coming years. And Rare has said they are going to support this game for the next couple of years. They already promised an update in the next few months, a big update, not just like a small patch. So that's sort of what's getting me excited and like feel optimistic about how this game is going to go. But at the same time, I totally understand where people are coming from about being concerned, and I do have my concerns as well, as we've talked about.
Yeah, it's nice to see that Rare is being very open with the community, saying, here's what we have, here's what's to come, to get people excited and to keep people interested so that they don't just stop playing after a few months. And even if they play it for a month or two and stop, once this big update comes out 3 months after launch, maybe that'll draw the people back in. But this game, if it is a grind, I don't think grinds are necessarily bad in video games. For me, Destiny 1 felt like a huge grind. That's the style of the game. It's a shoot and loot game, but that game felt like a huge grind, and yet I played that game so much. So I think the grind can be justified if it's worth it, if the rewards are worth it, if the end game is worth it, and so we'll just have to wait and see on that, because becoming a pirate legend seems really cool, and getting access to the Legend Tavern and having these legendary voyages seems like it could be a lot of fun. But if it's not any different from what we've seen so far in the beta, then that grind will not be justified, but that's something we're just gonna have to wait and see on.
Right. And the difference between like Destiny and this game as a grind is like in Destiny, it's a vertical progression where the more you play the like cooler weapons you get, the more powerful you become. In this game, it's horizontal progression where it's you don't become more powerful, you gain more reputation and skins and outfits and ship customizations, which is also really cool. And both sides obviously have pros and cons. Like I kind of like the fact that like some pirates aren't going to be more powerful than me. But at the same time, like that was sort of like the incentive in a Destiny type game versus this game.
Right, and I also think that's where some people are drawing their concern from. Like, if they're gonna put in 100 hours into this game, are cosmetic items gonna be worth the time they put in? Like, is that gonna be enough to just get this skin and to have that reputation? I don't know if people are gonna actually buy that, if that's gonna be enough to keep them playing.
Right. And honestly, like when I was playing the game, I know it was just the beta and stuff, and maybe people haven't really been buying that many outfits, but like when I see like another pirate, like on another boat or something, and like I'm on their boat and I'm doing combat, like I don't really notice their outfit. Maybe I guess the only outfits I notice are like the friends I'm playing with. But at the same time, like I just don't know if like that is really just like the gonna get me to the finish line. I'm just not sure yet. I mean, I definitely am really intrigued by like the Tavern of Legends or whatever it's called, where you do become a pirate legend and you get to like get access to like legendary voyages and stuff. I am really intrigued. I just like want to know that like how like that might take like 50 hours or more potentially, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because you have to level up, you have to max out your rep with each faction, so that could definitely take a long time. But I
Maybe
think one,
100 hours,
yeah,
like.
it could take 100 hours. But again, is that going to be worth it for people? I think that one way they could change up these quests is that once you hit maybe level 15 with each faction, you start to change up the quests a little bit. So one thing I read online, one thing that someone suggested was that instead of, for instance, with the Gold Hoarders, instead of just getting a map that has a couple X's on it, as the voyages get harder, instead of getting maybe three or four maps, they could do something where you get a riddle, you go to an island, you uncover some clue, you unlock something, get some sort of artifact or key on this island, then you have to sail to another island where you have to maybe go into a cave, unlock a door, fight a boss, and then you get your loot. So instead of just sailing to an island, digging up treasure and bringing it back. You have some sort of struggle, some sort of riddle tied into the quest that makes it a little bit more fun and a little bit more challenging versus just piling on more islands.
That'd be cool. Like, I think that's sort of like just like puzzle breaking stuff. And like sort of like a dungeon-esque kind of thing where like you go from room to room or like island to island, room to room, and like figure out the puzzles and stuff. Like, that is really cool. That's like really fun. I mean, that's almost like a Destiny 2, like a Destiny raid, like where you have to like solve puzzles as you're like going through room to room. Hey, that could be in the game. Like, we don't know. And that could be a legendary voyage. Like, we just don't know yet. So, I mean, it's all spec, like, we're all like, I think that's an awesome idea. And that's something that like, I would have so much fun doing.
Yeah, my favorite Gold Hoarder quests were the ones that were the riddles that it would say sail to an island, go to this location, and then dig up the treasure that's around here. But those were relatively easy compared to the things that the suggestion that I read online. Those are the most fun where it's sort of challenging where you're doing all these puzzles. So I mean, yeah, I hope it's in the game. They haven't really teased it, so the fact that they've tease all these other things that actually are in the game, but they've kept quiet on this front. If it actually is something, it is all speculation, but hopefully that's something in the game because that's something that I would definitely feel like my time is well spent if I'm grinding towards that, or if that's a quest from the Gold Hoarders that's before you even max out.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that movie, National Treasure with Nicolas Cage, where like they have like the they just like have the something like riddles or something on the back of the Declaration of Independence or whatever, and then they go like room to room and they like have these puzzles that they solve or like things move and whatnot. I just think that that would be so much fun. And again, it could be in the game, but it just seems like if it's not in the game at launch and it's not like part of the Legendary Voyages, and like that's sort of like a tough like sandbox change, right? Like, I mean, we talk about sandboxes, like how you can work with the game, like without really like changing the game, or like when you have an update, it's like these little things you can tweak, but that like a puzzle thing, like that's like a baseline issue if it's not in the game, like. I don't know if they would be able to add that or not.
Yeah, I don't really know about the technical difficulties involved there, but it seems like they sort of have a base already. I mean, you have the Skeleton Fort raids, which is sort of what we're discussing, just on a much smaller scale. You have the riddles, so I mean, just combining those two, and there's a bunch of caves on these islands, so combining the two, I don't know how difficult that would be, but if there's a way to do it, I'm sure they've thought about this or they've heard suggestions like this. But that's definitely one thing that they could implement into this game that would, I think it would add a ton of depth to the game and change a lot of aspects of the voyages.
We're just gonna have to wait and see, like what the full game has in store. We're definitely gonna obviously grind it out that first week so that we can publish like a new like a review podcast where we can kind of like talk about our thoughts about the game. And like, although we are like a podcast centered on this exciting, awesome game, like we do want to be like honest about the game and not necessarily be just cheerleaders, but like talk about the positives, but also like express our concerns and feedback and like how we can make the game better, because the game can't get better if everyone is just like posting positive stuff about the game. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now. We're really excited for the launch. We're gonna play it a bunch and we're gonna talk about our initial thoughts about the game and keep playing and see what it has. And I'm sure we're gonna read other outlets and like what they say about the game. But I don't know if there's anything else that we're missing, but
I don't know. We're just both really excited for this game, and we want it to be as good as it possibly can be. And the fact that I played the scale test in the beta for nearly a day—it's not even the full game. I'm gonna lose all that progress. Tell something about this game that it is a lot of fun, that there is an appeal and an enjoyment to it. But there are things that need to be changed. There are things that can be refined, and we'll just have to wait and see what Rare does with all the feedback from the community.
yeah, I mean, I just quickly, like, just a couple thoughts. Like, it is like a different type of game, right? There's really not that many games out there like this, and I think it's like a fun game. Like, that's what a game is supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun. And so, like, if you're having fun, like, pick this game up. But if we're not having fun, then, like, maybe this isn't the game for you. But that's the point of a game. And so there's all these, like, you know, maybe some concerns that we're all having. But, like, it is just supposed to be, like, a fun game to play with your friends.
There's a lot of enjoyable aspects. It's just, like, a nice character, like, the character of the game and the design of the game. It's really fun to be in. And I've definitely had a lot of fun with these betas, but we'll see what they do at launch.
All right. Well, thank you so much if you're tuning in, especially to the end. We really appreciate it. Any feedback for us would be greatly appreciated. We're on Facebook, Twitter. You can email us at landhopod@gmail.com. You can also rate us, and please subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, Stitcher, and Apple so that you won't miss an episode. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.